I will present here a surface-mounted thermostat with LCD, external sensor, and Wi-Fi-based wireless control. The product shown here is compatible with the Tuya app and has a 5+2, 6+1 programming function that allows you to set up to 6 different temperature settings for each day of the week and an additional setting for the weekend. I will also include its communication analysis in the theme, which will allow me to change its firmware and upload OpenBeacon so that it can be cloud-free and connected to Home Assistant. We bought the thermostat for £140. Let's start with the contents of the kit. The unit, probe, and instructions are included. Images of the English language manual. It's rather pointless to rewrite and repost the instructions here, so we'll get straight to the post-pairing application presentation. Pairing goes without a hitch. The device is based on the BK7231, so it is already detected over Bluetooth. The device panel is quite complex. We have here mainly two modes of operation. Automatic, according to a program. Manual, we set the temperature ourselves at a given moment. We also have options such as child lock, which allows the touch panel of the appliance to be deactivated. There is also an anti-freeze option, which automatically starts heating when the temperature is far too low. In the settings, there is a choice of program and probe. It can be external or internal. Probe calibration is also available, and there is even an option to control the backlight level. The creation of the program itself is quite simple. We select the periods and temperatures. The rest of the options do not stand out, as we usually have the option of sharing a device, for example. Now it's time for the more interesting bit. Interior of the device. The device is built like a typical Wi-Fi controlled light switch. We remove the front panel. You can already see some of the electronics, but here, however, there is an additional plastic component inside. More needs to be removed. It appears that there is no LCD here after all. The screen is based on LEDs. The seller has provided information that is not true. The main PCB is marked ME82H WIFIM build V1.3. The device is based on the Wi-Fi WBR3 module, a chip from Realtek. In addition to the Wi-Fi module, we also have an additional microcontroller which takes care of all the logic of the device, and a timer chip, RealDS1302Z, with a quartz clock resonator and power supply backup for times of power loss. This allows the device to resume programming even if it loses power completely and Wi-Fi is not available to retrieve time from the internet with the NTP service. The main MCU is the SoC SC92F8547P. It communicates with the Wi-Fi module via the Tuya MCU protocol. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. This means that it will be useful to capture packets on the UART line right away. This will allow us to determine the DPIDs, identifiers of the variables that determine the operation of the thermostat. What remains is the board with the power supply and relays, ME86DY1.4. The power supply in the device is implemented based on the LNK606DG. The GMF2A is probably an inverter. Presumably, the power supply gives 12 volts and something else has to generate 5 volts for the second board. The presence of a large 12-volt relay, HF115F, confirms my suspicions. What we have here is a separate 12-volt power supply and separately some sort of step-down converter. I don't think this 12-volt is going directly to the AMS1117 3.3 volts. The board is quite well built. A varistor is present at the input to protect against surges, and there is also an anti-interference capacitor. UART communication analysis. In this section, I assume familiarity with Tuya MCU. I have described it here. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. For this, my tool for its analysis is still useful. Tuya MCU analyzer, UART packet decoder for Tuya devices, DPID detector. Packet capture must be done in a secure manner. The device may have